Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Jordan, it's Wednesday. We are back with a brand new episode of TGIF, where we break down some of the biggest headlines in the news and on social media and spill that tea. So go ahead and get you something to drink and get ready for the show, because we got a hot one for you tonight. Please welcome, fresh off a wedding procession or a funeral, Al Reynolds. What's up, Al? What's going on?
Okay, Claudia, you talking junk today, huh? All right, y'all. This is what we're doing.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm lightheaded as hell, so I'm gonna try to make it through this show.
You got this.
I got a lot going on. All right, and please welcome. Oh, you got some new jewelry there, looking all cute and what would I call that? Bohemian chic? Funky Dineva? What's up, cute?
You know, this my witchcraft crystal, honey. This is how I get my special powers to read people. Oh. And it also brings good luck. This is a pregnancy charm, because
oh my god,
the spirits told me that you are with child.
What?
That is why you are lightheaded. So
let me go ahead and drink this water. What y'all drinking?
Water. You see, y'all, the spirits, the ancestors, they told me.
Imagine that. My baby be born 12 years old if I did have one. Oh, what y'all drinking on tonight?
You know, I'm back to unlocking my better self, because I'm suspended from Instagram for being a bad boy, which we'll get into later. So I got some sweet tea.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I'm traveling, so I'm drinking water.
Where are you, Al?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay. You still unlocking your better? How long does it take to unlock this better self?
Well, you know, my not so better self been around for a very long time, and I'm going on 40, so it's gonna take me a couple months. You know, they say therapy don't happen overnight, so you know, and I keep backsliding every now and again. I fall off the wagon, but I'm trying to get it together.
You mean every night?
I was about to say, by every now and then, you mean like every Friday?
Every 8 hours.
Y'all are so supportive.
You put a pregnancy hex on me. Oh my God, they're in the chat asking if I'm pregnant. No, I don't think so. No, I'm not pregnant. I'm not. Y'all stop. All right, y'all. We are going to get into our show. Okay, listen. Al had the opportunity to host the 20th anniversary gala of the Lincoln Park Coast Cultural District, a nonprofit that celebrates the arts. Take a look.
Park Soul, let me show you how they do it in Newark.
Park Soul, Lincoln Park, Newark, New Jersey.
That was so dope. That looked so fun, Al.
Listen, I got to tell you really quickly, Claudia, the residents of Newark love some TGIF. Of course, they asked about where is Claudia and Funky. I said, y'all only get me tonight. But I want to shout out the residents of Newark. I want to shout out the executive director, Anthony Smith, over at Lincoln Park for having me to host. And then I also wanted to shout out the president of the Newark Symphony, Taya Young. Thank you. And it was great to represent Fox Soul in Newark, New Jersey.
Looks like you had a good time too. So I'm sure more of those will come.
I hope so.
Okay. All right. Congratulations. All right, y'all. Now, before we get started in the show and get to the tea, we want to send our condolences to the friends and family of DJ Stephen, Twitch Boss. Twitch was a DJ on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and he was just 40 years old. So our condolences to the family. So, all right, let's get into the show. We have a lot to cover tonight, starting with Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion. You know, I'm not going to say Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion's trial. because I feel like it's getting on. It's Tory Lanez trial. It's Tory Lanez trial. And I think that's important. So it kicked off yesterday in Los Angeles. Lane's lawyers said Megan Thee Stallion and her former friend Kelsey Harris were seen fighting the night of the shooting. Tory's lawyers claimed the two women dated the same men, which was the root of the fight. His attorney claimed Stallion and Kelsey both dated Tory Lanez, the baby and NBA player Ben Simmons. And Megan Thee Stallion confirmed that the argument with Lane stemmed from the romantic situation, but escalated after Megan criticized his musical skills. It's reported that she said his music is trash. Kelsey Harris testified that she believes Megan became intimate with Tory after Kelsey spent time at home recovering from COVID. Let's start with you, Al. What are your thoughts on this update?
I was going to be messy. You know, Megan Thee Stallion got quite a little collection of different type of men that she likes to mess with. She likes some short, she likes some dark, and I'm glad to know that she likes some light skin. Can you guys believe that it's been 2 years, though? That was so interesting to me. I think, Claudia, I think you hit it on the head. I think that there are two trials going on here. There's a trial of public opinion, and then there's the real trial. In the trial of public opinion, it looks like Megan Thee Stallion may be questioned because of her actions and her decisions of who she hang out with, who she's had sex with. She hasn't been the most honest with the police. She's lied to them. She's sleeping with her best friend's men, allegedly. It's just so many things that are just adding up on that side of the story when you think about public opinion. When I say public opinion, I mean the blogs, I mean the internet, I mean social media, and some TV coverage. Now, the true trial here is, and this is where we need to focus our attention as it relates to the legal. It is the state of California against Tory Lanez. And that's what we should be focusing on. A woman named Megan Thee Stallion happened to have gotten shot in that instance. And I think as we start to cut away the fat, we're going to see that Tory Lanez definitely has a few reasons to be concerned, because he's got to explain, A, he had the gun. The gun was near him and was his. And Megan Thee Stallion was definitely shot by that gun. So this is going to get interesting.
I agree. Okay. Q, what do you think about this?
So, you know what, Claudia, I'm going to give you a little pushback. It is two trials. It is the Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez trial. Let me first start out by saying I firmly believe Tory shot at that ground and some type of bullet fragment hit that girl in her foot. I believe he's solely responsible. I think what further supports that is that Kelsey is being called as part of the defenses or Megan's side to testify. They've got text messages showing whatever. But is it me? Or do y'all girls remember Megan Thee Stallion getting her ass on that Gayle King interview lying, talking about she ain't had no sexual relations with this man? Okay. Right. But the court papers, and I see them, the court papers is saying something else. The testimony is saying you was intimate with the man, but you also knew Kelsey liked them, so you wanted to keep the situation up under the wraps. Now, Megan, I understand that this is a trial about your foot and not your coochie, but you lied to us, honey. And while I want Tory to get in trouble, it just makes me side-eye, Megan, that you and your team did that Gayle King interview in an effort to sway the court of public opinion. And you sat up there in all of our face and told a bold-faced lie when all of us could already tell you and Tory Lanez had them been intimate with one another. And that came out in the courts.
Okay. I hear you. And it doesn't bode well for her that she lied about that, but I get it. You know, I will say this. I feel like Megan that was the first interview she did after Tory was making songs, talking crap on the internet, saying a lot of stuff about her. And here she comes. She, you know, I get why she said that. And I remember when she said it. I forgot the exact word. I was just trying to look it up, how she said it. Because when she said it, I felt like she was kind of getting off on a technicality. Like, you know, were you with that guy?
It was like, did you guys have a relationship?
Yeah.
I think how Gayle worded it.
Right. And I remember when it happened. I remember, like, girl language, like, she did something, but it wasn't a relationship. And she said enough to, like, she could sleep at night. But, you know what I mean? Wink, wink. That's what I remember getting from that interview, right? Kelsey asked for an immunity deal in court, right? she's immune. But then she got on there and said, no, you know, she pled the fifth and she couldn't remember a whole bunch of things. But she was talking a lot of crap before. Remember, she was like, mm-hmm. I can't wait so I can tell my truth. Well, bitch, tell your truth. Mm-hmm. Why are you not telling your truth? I'm going to say this. What I don't like about this story is it has become the Megan Thee Stallion trial. Mm-hmm. And it should not be about who she had sex with, okay? I don't care if she had a whole train ran on her. That doesn't make her, she doesn't deserve to be shot over that. And I don't like, I feel like the defense does this all the time when it's a woman. Oh, look at all the men she was with. Who do you think was with more people, Tory or Meg? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it's never going to be about that. And with her, like if a woman has been with 3 or 4 guys publicly that we know about, she's the biggest whore in the land and we can't trust anything she said. When with the double standards, you would blame a woman for saying, no, I wasn't with them? Because that's how we get judged. We don't get judged by our character only. We get judged by our character and who we've been dating and who we were around. And Ben Simmons went on the internet and said, cap. Like he was denying that there was, he's like fake news. He said something like that. I think this is really sad because at the end of the day, Kelsey or Tory wasn't the one injured, whether you believe was shot, ricocheted. Megan is the victim here. She's the only one that got hurt. She's the only one that got injured. And it's become Meg's lying. She's a bitch. I don't like her anyways. And she's masculine and she's a whore and she's an alcoholic. And when people start doing that, defense teams, I start to question how strong is your case.
I think my question here, though, Claudia, is he has potential of going to jail for 20 years, right? For something that the state is bringing up against him. It's not something that Megan is bringing up against him. She's merely a witness for the state.
She's so not going against them. She's not pressing charges. It's the state.
I know that's what I'm saying. The state mm-hmm. is, and I think that's the rub for me. Okay. The rub for me is that there's so many inconsistencies in these stories from both women that we can't trade that for giving a man 20 years in prison. We just can't do it. I think there has to be a more sound defense. So if Tory gets off, Tory's not getting off because he didn't shoot her. I just want to make that very clear. That's all.
Right. It's what you can prove in court.
Right.
Right.
Well, here's one thing we do know. The story is still developing. And when it's all said and done, the truth gonna come out. But them text messages don't lie. And I got a feeling that we're gonna be surprised when this story finished baking.
I like it. It's getting good.
And now they're saying that, you know, there's a recording of him apologizing profusely, then offered Meg Thee Stallion $1 million. Why would an innocent man do that?
My point exactly. But like we said, it's still developing, honey. So we'll see.
It's Kelsey or Tory. It's one of them. All right, y'all. Let me get your thoughts on something that Keke Palmer posted. Take a look.
Look, if you come across somebody's seat, get into it. Get into it with your girls. Let's keep the circle small. Or get on with your life.
All right. What do y'all think about that?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I saw this clip. When we had to prepare for the stories. And I don't mean to fuel this debate between gays and Black women, but Keke in this clip has done something. I'm over the sissy talk. Tamar does it, Quad does it, NeNe Leakes does it. I don't know if y'all remember, maybe a year or two back, Keke Palmer went viral for saying, the gag is, and the gag is, I got 13 years on YouTube. If you go back to my very first video, I've been saying, and the real gag is, the gag is, the gays have been using that as coded language for the longest. And again, this is not to fuel this debate between the gays versus the Black women, but I'm just so over it. And in that video, I wish I could say the word I really want to say the way when we and the boys is talking. I am going to say it. She's sitting up there sounding like a whole faggot the whole damn time. And the real gang, and get into it. If you not going to get into it, then get your life. If you not going to get into it, then get, it's like, girl, y'all everyone want us to let y'all have y'all stuff. Let us have our stuff.
Well, in the chat, people were saying, what did she say? Because it was hard to make out what she, what exactly did she say?
So she kept saying, she was saying that we all like gossip. We all like the tea. But when you get the tea, just get into it real quick with your friends a little bit and then get on with your life, but don't make a circus out of it. But then she went into all the faggotry and theatrics. Get your life, like Tamar used to do. Go ahead, if you gonna get your life or get into it. Get your life or get into it. And it's like, girl, you too much, too much.
So you feel like she's I'm gonna say this,
and I'm gonna go ahead and piss y'all women off. Y'all don't got y'all little gay hairstylist. Y'all don't got y'all little gay whatever. Y'all got a touch of the lingo. Y'all got a small touch of the lingo. And now y'all just don't know what to do. And yes, we stole it from y'all. We got us attitude from the sassy black women. And we can go back and forth. But y'all don't got a little taste of the lingo. And y'all don't know what to do. And don't even be using it right. That's the other thing. Y'all will take gay lingo and litter the whole conversation. Yes, God, girl, go in and let have the real gag is get into it, Miss Girl. Yes, just be using it all wrong. Gay lingo is used to season the conversation, just a little accent like salt bay. But you're not supposed to make whole diatribes out of the lingo. Go ahead, Claudia.
I'll go first.
Oh, me? Listen, I'm sorry. I like her. I think she's a likable person.
I love her.
She's the first black woman to be Cinderella. I just feel like she's been in the business for 20 years. I can't say anything negative about her. I'm listening to Q and trying to understand his perspective, and I guess it makes sense, but I'm still learning the lingo and all that myself. But when I listened to this, you know what I really thought, guys? I thought that what she said was exactly what we do here on TGIF. And that's why we are a very good show, because we will spill the tea. Now, we'll spill the tea, but we don't get messy with it. We share it with you. We'll give you our perspective, but we leave it alone after that. We really don't really mix it up and make it messy, messy, messy. That's how I interpret it. So I kind of like what she said. When she said it, I was like, hey, that's TGIF.
I'm ready for Claudia. Scoot over. Go ahead, girl.
You have your nerve. You say we mess up your lingo. Y'all mess up glam with lipstick and a beard and a dress and hairy legs. You better shut up with that. We mess it up. Yes. When you guys shave your legs, give me a smooth face before you put them lashes and that red lipstick on with a whole beard. The freaking audacity, Funky, you of all people. Come on. Y'all be destroying Mary Kay, Fenty, Mac, CoverGirl, all of them with the remixing of that y'all be doing. So listen, if y'all can take from us and bastardize the look, then we can use your language. It's a fair trade.
Can we have our own space?
Can y'all stop taking all the DB shirts out of the store?
I feel like our spaces are being encroached upon.
Oh my God.
Y'all are taking our spaces. Oh. And stealing from our spaces. I feel like the gays are being pushed out.
I will not sit here and listen to this BS. This is some BS.
Get your life, honey. Get into it and get your life. Because the real gag is I'm telling your ass the truth, okay?
I don't do any of
y'all,
that.
Y'all are pushing out the real.
I don't need to do any of that. I read like a woman. Okay.
We've already redefined and be teaching y'all how to be a woman.
I wish I would take my cues from y'all with y'all terrible glam. Y'all can't even put on some lashes right, okay? I mean, I can't either.
Okay.
But I wish I would. This is a natural beast.
We walk better than y'all. Face.
No,
we,
you don't.
We walk better than y'all.
You cannot walk in heels. I've seen you walk in heels with them struggle bunions. You cannot walk in heels.
We shape better than y'all. Y'all be dying.
No, you're not with them wishbone legs. No, you're not.
Y'all want a trans beat. Y'all want a trans beat.
No, where? Natural.
That's what y'all want.
Miss USA 1997.
Girl.
On that note, we're going to go to break, and you wish you could. You wish you could. You wish.
You'll get cussed out if we didn't have to go to commercial. Production, go to commercial before I cuss this girl out.
I'm not worried.
We'll be back. We'll be back after this commercial.
Welcome back to TGIF with one glamorous queen. And
hold on, production, put the camera on me. I just want to say one thing, and I know the fight over, but Claudia thinks she got her feet done. She better than somebody with them old rooster claws.
Not no more.
We saw your feet on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, honey.
Yep. You did see me as a starring cast member on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. You could never. You can never. I'll get you on next time I'm on, though. Anyways, look at that. Ooh, we had a nice little fight. But listen, y'all know it's all love, but we're going to probably be doing this a lot. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Young Miami, we got to get into this. And Q, I'm going to be leaning on you for this because this is your neck of the woods, your people. Young Miami responded to the internet trolls after the announcement of Diddy's new baby. Love, Sean Combs. Okay. Miami also exchanged words with DJ Academics after he tweeted, Diddy different. My bleep done bleeped around and had a side baby on his harem of side chicks. Brother love a real one. Young Miami responded with, I'm nobody's side bleep. Let's make this clear on this good Monday. I don't come second to no bleep. Then Diddy jumped into the conversation to set the record straight about his relationship with Young Miami. Diddy tweeted, Young Miami is not my side chick, never has been, never will be. She's very important and special to me. And I don't play about my shorty wop. I don't discuss things on the internet and I will not start today. What do y'all think about, first of all, DJ Academics' comment? And do you think Young Miami knew about Diddy's new baby? Q, I know you got the tea on this one.
So, you know what? I think DJ Academics, you know what? You know, first of all, and y'all go ahead and get mad. I've never gotten into the Up North girls, the Up North music, the Up North DJs, but I recognize the fact that they got their own culture. I really don't know what Academics is to y'all, but lately he's been a pain in everybody's ass because it seems as if he has gone from DJ to like gossip monger or whatever the case may be. Here's what y'all don't understand, okay? Miami girls is cut from a whole different cloth. A lot of y'all out there could take a page out the book from the Miami girls. Carisha knows exactly what it is she's doing. She knows exactly what it is she has. She knows exactly what it is she has signed up for. Diddy did not wait until 2 days before this baby was due to spring on Carisha that this girl was having a baby. This, first of all, Carisha is winning, okay? And y'all got to understand people's background, and I'm finna give y'all a little bit of tea. Carisha mama was in jail because she ran out of Aventura Mall, running out the store and jumped in the car with a man and they ran over somebody and they died, okay? That girl had to take care of her brother. She was poor while her mama was in jail. That is the background this girl come from. So then all of a sudden you make a mistake, you fall into stardom by accident and then you get the opportunity to be in the arms of the likes of Diddy. This is a business arrangement, okay? A bitch is looking back and saying, I know where the hell I came from and I know where I'm at right now and I'm not finna let a little piece of baby or some other woman or some other harem of women keep me from living a good life. I'm finna get the getting while it's good. And when it's no longer good, I am going to have moved the hell on, elevated three stations in life, have a talk show, have an album, have all these different things. Carisha know what she doing, y'all. She know what she doing and she know what she in for. Leave that girl alone. Let us Miami girls handle these men the way we do. And y'all go find y'all cheating ass baby daddies at Steak and Shake with Rasputia.
Al, what do you think about that?
I don't think that DJ Academics said anything wrong as it relates to this. I don't care where she's from. I don't care what she's been through. The way she's responding, you can't tell me that she don't feel some type of way about all of this that Diddy is doing. A baby, walking in Central Park or in New York City with another woman. I don't care where you're from or what you've done. You've got to feel some kind of way. Now, the best part, and this is the thing I do like about Miss Miami, is when she said, I think she posted something, and the game stepped into the conversation and said, hey, he was looking for a young blank. And he said, since Young Miami's taken, and she stepped into his DMs, or not his DMs, into his comments and said, I'm single, boo. I like that Young Miami, because that's letting her know, that's letting Puffy know, too, putting him on notice that, look, you can be out here doing what you want to do, but I'm going to do the same. Now, that about her, I did enjoy. So I can't wait to see if this two of them step out together sometime soon, holding hands.
That would be a hot ass mess.
She ain't gonna ruin her bag. And just to your point, and I didn't mean to jump you, Claudia.
No,
obviously, any woman would want more. Anybody would want more. If Diddy came knocking on my door, I would want more. Okay, anybody would. But if I can't have it, I'm gonna take care of the little bit that I got. And that's the point that I'm making. She recognizes. Listen. And this is one instance where Betty Wright was right. She said, having a piece of man is better than having no man at all. And again, coming from her background and her musical talent to be disputed. Having a piece of Diddy is better than no Diddy at all. So I'm going to take what I got and work with it. And that's what she's doing. She's working with it.
I'm gonna say, as a, you know, as a woman here, I'm gonna say that if she really is in it for the business arrangement, which I hear is quite lovely and quite profitable, and her feelings are not attached, then who cares, right? It's whatever. So what I know about all the other girls. But if she does care, which those tweets and the messages seem like she did care a little bit before those messages came out, I would have said, "Girl, she is milking this, like she is getting it, and she ain't really tripping." But those messages seem like there was a little bit of hurt behind them. I could be wrong. I don't know her. I've never met her. I think she's, you know, she's hilarious, has lots of personality. But it seemed like she was kind of bothered by it. And I would be bothered, too. Even if we had a business arrangement, I still want it to be like, you know, I want it to be delivered in a way where it looks like I'm in on it. You know, it seems
I know the women that her mama Kenya roll with. They'll be advising her real soon if they haven't advised her already. She'll be all right.
Do you think that's why when, remember like about a month or two ago, she got a whole room full of flowers and roses from Diddy, and it seemed like they had broken up, there was an unfollowing. That's probably when she found out.
Isn't that possibly. Possibly. But again, you know, you got to look at the mentality of a lot of people. She's definitely in position number one. And I can tell you from what I witnessed, excuse me, at Art Basel weekend alone, when Diddy is in Miami and she's around, there's no... No other woman exists, and she see to that.
Wow,
she see to that.
Oh, where is the baby mother from?
California, and she's California. Miss Tran, her last name is Tran. I will say this about the baby mama, though: I was very pleased to find out that she was a cybersecurity specialist. Because you know, I love them beautiful with brains. Mm-hmm. She wasn't just some IG model. I mean, even though she does give me. I present on IG like a model, but she's a cybersecurity specialist.
So she tends to have to go down dark holes and investigate. And speaking of dark holes, Little Fizz, I know that's horrible, is trending on social media. Sorry about that segue, y'all.
Dark and hairy holes, honey.
He's trending on social media after an alleged video and nude photos of him were leaked on social media. Obviously, we can't show the images, but Little Fizz caught wind of them and posted this message. "This bleep crazy. The levels these chicks will go to try and destroy and ruin you, wow, unbelievable. Y'all have a happy holiday. That is not me." Now, those sharing the images claim they are from his OnlyFans account. Ow. You investigate. You research. Did you do a deep dive into this and get to the bottom of this? Do you have something deeper for us?
Not the bottom of this. Anyway, I was not able to see the booty hole pictures.
So I'll text it to you right now.
Send them right now, because we need a full...
But I was able to peruse some of the comments. And so all I got to say is I have no idea, why is he taking pictures like this? He's a celebrity. He's been a celebrity for a long time. I think that if he did pose nude and showed his backside on... OnlyFans, I think he knows that people would share those. So, I mean, I'm not understand. This is kind of, it's all not making sense to me, because if that is his backside or booty hole, you know, from what the comments are saying, it's looking a little used and a little experienced. So I wanted to see what Q had to say since he did see the pictures, because I did not.
I'm no expert on bussy, but I didn't. I don't know how you see, like, it was, because it didn't look like it was up in there. It was like the outer.
Check your phone. I want this live reaction, honey. Check your phone.
Oh, you sent it to like group.
I sent it to y'all. Check y'all phone.
Okay, hold on. Oh, wait. What?
Get into it. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell such an off-color joke right now, and I don't give a damn. Baby. Booty hole look like a scrambled egg, honey. Let me tell y'all something. Based on the way that booty hole look, it might be some truth how can I say this and not get us sued?
The allegations from the boys.
It might be some truth to the allegations that man was playing in y'all booty hole when y'all was in Beach. That thing looked like a Denny's Grand Slam the way that egg scrambled.
No.
Yes, God, honey. Preparation H couldn't even handle the way that thing hanging out.
Was coming out. Was that, you saw, was there like a hemorrhoidal rift?
Baby, That was, I call that scrambled egg, honey, when it done got beat up, beat it like an egg.
So do you think that this is just a serious question, Q? Do you think that if that is his real booty, right, do you think he knows how bad it looks, or do you think he thinks that's normal? And that's the reason why he's showing it.
Well, listen, when I went to Florida State University and got my degree in economics, them people didn't teach me nothing about anatomy and physiology. Let's just be for real here, right? Like, it's fun to joke about his butthole and say that a man has been playing in his butthole. In my heart of hearts, do I think somebody has been playing in Little Fizz's butthole? I absolutely do not. I do think that he's a straight man. I just think people's bodies are just different. I mean, you know, just like there's some vaginas that look like raggedy mango seeds, and there are other ones that are pretty.
You know, you always talk about going to Florida State University, Florida State, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Al, your time, you know, in school and as an educator and in spending on Wall Street, all those jobs, and my time at Baldwin Wallace College and Long Island University, never did I think that we would be debating about Little Fizz's booty. Like, that's not what I thought.
But you know what? We're going to go to commercial so we can stop debating about it.
And we'll be back after this. We're in a very dark place. We'll be right back, y'all. Welcome back to TGIF. Wow, what a show tonight we're having. All right, y'all, listen, I want to definitely share some good information with y'all. Now, we all know how important sleep is to our overall health and wellness. Well, let me tell you about Ghostbed, the best beds in the game. Ghostbed is a family-owned business that's been designing high-quality sleep products for more than two decades, and their 50,000 positive reviews just shows how awesome they really are. Now, from luxury mattresses to premium sets that get softer with every wash, Ghostbed is your go-to for all things sleep. Plus, if you sleep hot, every Ghostbed mattress is designed with cooling in mind, including materials like their signature Ghost Ice fabric. Now with Ghostbed, you get fast and free shipping, plus a 101 night sleep trial with free returns. So trying out a mattress is truly risk-free. And you can even take their online quiz to find your ideal mattress for your sleeping style. Shipping is free and fast, and most orders ship within 24 hours. You can try out the mattress for 101 nights with free returns. And you can even take their online quiz to find the ideal mattress for your sleeping style. Now, Funky and Al, y'all both love these products. Tell us about them.
So, you know, I love my Ghostbed pillow, and I always tell y'all about the squish. I take the pillowcase off, obviously, when I want to show it to y'all on the show, but I got a funny story. Just last night, I had a gentleman call up. And he beat me to the bed and went to sleep on my God, on my Ghostbed pillow. And when he woke up this morning and kissed me goodbye, he was like, I don't know what type of bed and what type of pillow that is, but he was like, I feel so good. And I have never slept that good before. And I was like, yeah, because you're sleeping on my doggone Ghostbed pillow, you creep. But no, I love it. He loves it. The fans love it. And like I said, y'all, it's something about the way this pillow hugs your neck and it's so soft that it literally will be the best sleep you ever got, per me and my gentleman caller.
Oh, that's quite an endorsement, Al.
Claudia, I want to give a shout out to Brandon and Cedric. Those are two that have hit me in my DM about the effects of Ghost Pillow, because I said it helped with migraines and snoring, and they said that the cooling effect, and I forgot to add that, the cooling effect, the pillow itself just has, because of the material that it's made of, has this cooling effect that if you're like me, when your mind is constantly racing, especially when it's time to go to bed and you don't really sleep that easy, that cooling effect, and Brandon and Cedric said the cooling effect is what really touched them, and it's why they, as well as myself, really enjoy the Ghostbed pillow.
Well, for a limited time, Ghostbed is offering our viewers 30% off Ghostbed mattresses plus two free luxury pillows, or get 40% off when you bundle a mattress with their award-winning adjustable base. Now, I have some Ghostbed products on the way, and I can't wait to get them. To find your perfect mattress, use promo code T at ghostbed.com/T. Look, you don't want to miss out on these savings. Again, that's promo code T at ghostbed.com/T. And listen, like the fella said, they're amazing, and everyone should have one. All right, y'all, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with more TGIF right after this. Welcome back to TGIF. Shout out to all 4,000 people actively in the chat. We see y'all. We appreciate y'all so much. All right, y'all teammates, We know how much y'all enjoy hearing about funky shenanigans. We all do when he's out in these streets. So we want to open up the floor for Funky to talk about his antics and give y'all some cue time with Funky Dhaniba. Take it away, Q.
This is one messy ass show. So listen, everybody's been wanting to know why this time around my Instagram page has been taken. So listen, y'all know I'm single. And when I'm not unlocking my better self, I belong to the streets, right? Y'all know I'm always down to the bar with the Honda Cosby. Y'all see Miss Kenny. I took Al and Claudia. They had a great time at the bar. And one night at the bar, it was just this fine-ass boy. I had been eyeing him for a very long time. And it finally happened. Like, we finally hooked up. We hooked up twice. And that's just what it was. And so the week my Instagram page got taken, I saw him at the bar and I went to use the bathroom and I walked and spoke to him. And there was a guy sitting next to him and I turned to him and I said, you know, hi, my name is Q. And he gave me just some half-ass, sissy-ass handshake. And anybody who's been raised by their father knows the most disrespectful thing a man can do to another man is give him a half-ass handshake or a half-ass whatever. And y'all know that brown look ahead got the best of me, right? Oh. So I went and sat down and I said, wait a minute. This bitch ain't finna try me where I'm the mayor of the bar at. So I sashayed my ass back from my seat and I walked right down to his seat and got in between him and the boy and I got in his face and I said, you know what? I said, ordinarily when somebody introduced themselves to you, you are polite. I said, you lucky that this Howie establishment and I don't want to kick your ass. He was so drunk and high, he said, kick my ass. I said, I'll beat your ass in this bar for being disrespectful. So then I took my phone and took a picture of him or whatever, and I posted it on Instagram. And in the caption, I wrote, it's this boy in the bar that I had hunched, and he here with this new boy. I don't know if it's his boyfriend or not, but I tried to introduce myself, and he was rude, and I'm about to beat his ass. And then when I woke up the next morning, my Instagram page was gone.
For violence and making a threat?
For bullying and harassment.
Was it worth it? It kind of sounds like it was. Yeah, would you do it again?
I would. I don't take disrespect well, especially from strangers. And especially I have a rule. I'm not finna fuss with you over no man that don't belong to neither one of us. You know what I'm saying? And maybe he do belong to you, but that ain't got nothing to do with me. All right. And I hunched him months ago. Okay, and he shouldn't have brought you to where I hang out at if it was going to be a problem with you running into somebody who beat your back end and left you looking like Lil Fizz.
You had to say that.
I did, because I hope he's watching. And I do it again. I'll call his ass right now, have him come right here after this show.
Al, talk to your friend.
There's no helping him.
I'll be back on Instagram around January 5th or 6th, y'all. So y'all gonna miss Christmas and all my New Year shenanigans when I fill you in on YouTube.
Is your Facebook still up?
No, my Facebook down too, child. But you know, my Instagram feeds to my Facebook automatically. So Instagram got me on one day, Facebook got me the next day. I can only scroll and lurk on Facebook, but I can't like, comment, share, nothing of the sort.
Are you on Snapchat?
I have one, but I don't use it. I'll probably be suspended off of there too, child.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Q, for sharing your shenanigans, and we look forward to the weekly report.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Thank you for sharing. All right, y'all. Over the weekend, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta's Tommy Lee put the Intercontinental Hotel in San Francisco on blast after she and a friend got into a disagreement with a hotel front desk clerk. Take a look.
Listen, you ugly bitch. Don't talk to me like that.
Who's ugly?
Don't call me a coon.
What's your name? Let
me see. Your mother. Get out of my face.
Let me see those tats.
Well, I saw the video and he did swing at her and it kind of got crazy. Now, it wasn't clear if the disagreement was because of the hotel bill or because someone asked for a room key. Al, what did you think? Did you see the whole video? And what did you think about the story?
I did. I tried to follow it. It was a combination of things. I think one day her name wasn't on the room that she was trying to get into. Another day, they had an outstanding bill that they couldn't collect on, so the guy wasn't letting them in. I've got to be honest with you. You do know that Tommy Lee has been arrested 36 times. She's got arrested for hitting a valet guy in the head. She got arrested for drinking and driving, where the judge made her wear one of those alcohol monitoring things. She got arrested for hitting another person or assaulting somebody. And don't forget, on Love and Hip Hop, didn't she get arrested in 2018 for slamming her daughter up against a locker at school when she drug her out of the classroom? It's just something about her behavior that's very volatile, that's very confrontational, that's just not that's not pleasant. So I'm going to have to lean probably on the side of the employee of the Intercontinental, because I can imagine, based on her history after being arrested 36 times, that something in her spirit just doesn't rub well with people, and definitely not authority.
Okay, Cute, what do you think?
So I'm gonna say this. When I watched the video, I was actually extremely proud of Tommy, because the Tommy that we have seen in the past will snap off, cuss you out, get loud, get ignorant, so on and so forth. But to Al's point, I will say this. I'm not gonna say the blame of the escalation of the incident came from Tommy. I will say it probably came from Tommy's peanut gallery. You always got that one or two friends in the corner that's talking mess. And from what I saw on the video, the male friend was over there talking mess. The female friend was talking mess. The man responded to Tommy as her calling him a coon, whether she said it in an escalated voice or a calm voice, it's still disrespectful, especially considering the fact that you got to balance, mama, okay? No matter how you slice it and dice it, you got to balance on your account, and this man was doing your job. Now, as it relates to the man swapping the phone out of the young lady's face, it's never right to get physical with people. But you know what also too? There are some people, and I'm talking about us in particular, that thinks we have this, the customer is always right mentality, and we like to go out and cuss out service folks and cuss out front desk people and hold up phones in their face, and they met the right one. Now, that man might have lost his job as a result of it, because I'm pretty sure that that goes against Intercontinental's policy, but baby, how hard is it to get another front desk job at a doggone hotel? So that man probably wasn't worrying about it. All in all, I'm proud of Tommy for keeping her cool, seemingly. But y'all got to check y'all friends too. And when you handle the business, tell your friends to step back and shut the hell up and let you do what you need to do.
I do agree that the old Tommy would have not handled it that way. And I will say this, what happened before the camera started rolling? You know what I mean? Like, who was really the aggressor? How did it really come about? We don't really have all that. And I think a lot of times we show the part that shows us looking in the best light as well. We don't show the part where we may have cussed somebody out or started it, and vice versa. Like, who knows where it really went left, but it was definitely, there was some unprofessionalism from the guy, and I don't know what the friends was doing. Great points, fellas. We're going to take a last quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more TGIF after this. Welcome back to TGIF, and thank you so much for watching us in the chat. We are seeing a lot of love tonight. All right, y'all, people on social media were not impressed with rapper YG's wish list for his next girlfriend. He wrote, "My next girl got to have $1 million in the bank and give me a son. I want a boy real bad. I'm ready." Okay, someone posted, "A woman with $1 million in the bank don't want a man with baby mamas, trust me." Another person wrote, "Take note that he didn't say wife." What are y'all's thoughts on YG's preference? And the reason why I roll my eyes is, if you took one 9th grade biology class, the woman has nothing to do with the sex of the baby. It totally comes from the sperm. Give me a son, it's your sperm. Give her a son. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say, too. We all know that, you know, the egg is an X chromosome, and it's up to the man to make the boy. And it just appears, unfortunately, YG has two little girls, right? It appears that, YG, this is on you, buddy. So you've got to figure out a way to start shooting the right sperm to get the boy that you want. But on all honesty, I think he should be thinking about the baby being healthy more than anything else. But you're right, Claudia. That's definitely the case.
Oh, my God. Q, go ahead, please.
You know what sucks about social media and the internet these days? That it is giving people a false sense of success. right? Like it's one thing for you to have acquire $1 million because like you really worked hard and grinded it out and had a business. And it's another for you to have like been discovered on Instagram by mistake and you had a by chance hit and did a couple shows and now you got $1 million. Like that girl said, somebody that got $1 million in the bank the traditional way, they ain't gonna want you. And ain't many people walking around here with millions of dollars. I got friends who've had PhDs for over 20 years, and hell, they ain't even got $150,000 in the bank. So, son, you've been a little unrealistic, and to both of you guys, he probably should be worrying about his hair falling out from that Rottweiler piss color hair dye than it is a woman with $1 million in the damn bank. And a woman with $1 million in the bank, she's got options, brother. You're not going to be the first option.
It reminds me of the guys that hit me up, and not saying YG is this, I'm not coming for his looks or anything, but I get hit up from guys all the time that are like, yo, hook me up with one of your, well, I used to, hook me up with one of your friends and she got to be a dime. And I go, well, who's the girl for? And they're like, me, I'm like, oh, and she has to have this, this, that, and that, but it's for you. Got it. Like, miss me with these. And that goes for women too. We want all these high expectations. And what are you bringing to the table? That really irritates me. Like, people want something that they're not even equally yoked with so bad. And again, like y'all both said, a woman with $1 million in the bank, she's probably going to be talking like, I don't know, investment bankers, you know, managers, owners of teams, coaches of teams, doctors, lawyers, not a rapper with a bunch of other baby mamas. I'm just saying. All right. Yeah. Moving on, let's get into this. All right, now an Olive Garden, y'all like Olive Garden? Olive Garden manager who was fed up with the restaurant staff calling out of work has gone viral for writing the following message to his employees. From now on, if you all off, you might as well go out and look for another job. He continued, if you're sick, you need to come and prove it to us. If your dog died, you need to bring him in here and prove it to us. Now that manager has since been fired. Do you think the manager was wrong for sending out that statement? I'm gonna go to you, Q, first on this one.
I think he was wrong for putting it in writing, but he ain't wrong for saying it, and he ain't wrong for feeling it. Y'all, you know, granted, I've been blessed. I've never had to work in the food industry, but I can only imagine what it's like at rush hour time at your restaurant, and you're supposed to be staffed with 15 people, and you only got 6 people showed up, and now you got to jump in. That's a lot, and it's been happening repeatedly, and we have been seeing across the entire labor market, especially in the low-skilled labor market, that they are having a hard time attracting talent, retaining talent, and folks ain't coming to work because, and I hate to use this Republican talking point, but since COVID, it really is feeling like ninjas don't want to work.
Yeah, I feel you. I think you're right. Al, what do you think?
You know, I think Q, you have a very strong point. I think there are two things going on here. You got to remember that this manager worked for Olive Garden for over a decade and was never late to work and never missed a day. Those days of management and those days of expecting to have skilled workers that feel the exact same way just doesn't exist anymore. We know from the U.S. labor markets that 40% of those employed, especially in hospitality, they don't really mess with bad management anymore. In fact, they're like, I won't actually leave my job because after COVID, they found other ways to provide for themselves. And they're no longer tolerant of bad management. And to them, this is borderline harassment.
Okay. Great points, fellas. All right. We got to end on this story because, well, it's disgusting and we're going to talk about it. Glorilla appeared on Angela Yee's podcast, Lip Service, and revealed that she likes to have her man ejaculate on her food before she eats it. Now, but after receiving backlash on social media, the rapper later tweeted that she was just playing. Do you believe Glorilla was joking or did she say too much? Al, let's start with you. What do you think?
I honestly think she, let me tell you something. This is my gut feeling. I feel like that Glorilla probably did make that up. Glorilla is what, 23? She's getting a lot of attention. And I think what happens when you're new to getting a lot of media attention, you constantly seek that attention. We've said this before, that fame, likes, and followers, it's like a drug. And I feel like that in this case, she was making stuff up to get likes and followers and to get coverage. And guess what? It worked. But Claudia, let me tell you something. You do know in certain countries, drinking semen is a passage, a rite of passage for certain individuals, especially in New Guinea, certain tribes.
Remind me not to go there. Q, what you think about this nastiness?
Oh,
you girl, unlock your better self.
Girl,
I know.
You act like you ain't never drank no vanilla milkshake. Girl, get off my line.
You girls don't have to. Well, go ahead.
But the single girls do.
Y'all single, not me.
What else to say?
We gotta keep going.
You know, it was weird because it was nasty. You know what I'm saying? I am not of the take it in the mouth persuasion. I'm not gonna lie and say I've never done it because I have, but we lived together for 2 years and we're in a relationship, and that was like a holiday thing because he wanted it to happen. I thought it was disgusting. You know, it was funny to me how freely Angela Yee and the Jasmine brand were just so freely talking about how they swallow. And I'm just like, you know, I'm one of the gay boys, honey. And I don't get you the women doing that. It was a lot. Then she talking about on the food. It was just a lot for me. So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and say, I hope she was just playing, because that shit is nasty.
I think it's easy to get caught up on lip service because everyone kind of one-ups each other with, like, you know, you talking nasty. Well, I did this. And I think she kind of got caught up in that. And listen, it's no secret that people do that, especially if you're in a committed relationship with someone for a long time. It ain't someone you should be doing casually with just whoever. But, you know, let's not act like, you know, it's so, oh, my God. But on your food?
When the last time you did it?
Man, it had to be like in the early 2000s.
You're going to lose the one you with. You're going to
lose Well, let me go do it then. All right, y'all. I want to thank my co-host, Al Reynolds and Funky Dundee. But thanks for watching us. Stay tuned for another episode of Kitchen Talk. I'll see y'all on Friday. And now I want to throw up. Thank you.
And be sure to swallow for you. Goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Summer's here, and it's time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Head out on an unforgettable adventure. Or take a sporty sedan for a spin. All while driving with confidence. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HR-V during the Honda Summer Event.
See dealer for financing details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.